Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
As a nation, we are so concerned about the uptake in drug taking. It's everywhere. And of course, the most concerning is when it's amongst our youth. Joining us now is Steve Mabona. He's the spokesperson for the Department of Education in Gauteng. And he's going to help us unpack what's happening in our schools in respect of the scourge of drugs. Steve, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon and to all our listeners.
Steve, it's become worse and worse, the drug situation. We've read horror stories about drugs called sugars in KZN and the rest of the country, Nyaope, and we're seeing an increase across the board. But of course, the greatest concern is the next generation, and that's our school kids. Are drugs impacting on them?
Look, we need to work together as parents. That's what we are calling upon. If we are in a position to say to our children, this is not the way to go, we need to be disciplined. At school, there's a code of conduct. Let's make sure that we adhere to it, which code of conduct says you must always be disciplined. And if you're a learner, you can't come to school and peddle drugs. If you are a learner, you can't be consuming any drugs. So we safe to say that now the consumption and the selling of this safe cake, something that now is a trend, which we see that is going out of hand, because if children land in hospital because of consumption of such cake, then it means we are in trouble as a school community and as a nation. So that's why we really are calling upon parents to work with us, let's talk to our children, let's make sure that our children understand that this cannot be the way.
So, Stephen, the case you're talking about with the so-called space cakes that landed a whole lot of children in hospital last week, is that what we used to call dacha cookies? Is it cake that's mixed with cannabis? Because we've seen kids are being very innovative. We've seen kids that have become very sick by mixing cough mixture with well-known soft drinks and drinking this mixture. So what is the space cake exactly?
What you just said, the dacha cookies.
So these
but now they are now innovative. They put more things, which, remember, the intention is for them to be high. So they then put more things because they probably they feel that this one is not working and all that. So hence, then you will find a situation where by now people get sick and they end up in hospitals. And for instance, the ones that were in Transfontein, 11 of them, two of them were critical. They ended up in the ICU. They had to, make sure that they attend to them quickly. Fortunately, they were then, all of them were discharged between Friday and Saturday. But today, the two that were critical could not even come to school. So you see now the danger and the impact that thing has in the lives of our children. And the ones that were affected from a school in Sakani, the four, they were only discharged now around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, since they were in hospital Saturday. So you can tell that there is a huge impact that this thing plays in the risking the health of our children. So that's why we were really concerned and said, look, parents need to assist us. Let's caution all our children. We don't want us to regret with lifeless bodies that will be probably going to be getting in our hospitals. So that's what we compelled us to say, no, let's call upon parents to assist us.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's a very important topic, and you're 100% right. Parents and the community need to come together and stop these children before we start suffering overdoses that these children won't recover from.
Thank you very much.
That was Steve Mabona. He's the spokesperson with the Department of Education in Gauteng.